We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the peace article. We're in the title, Necessity to Practice Caution with the Laws of Nature. Necessity to practice caution with the laws of nature. We can all plainly see that the human species must lead a social life, meaning we cannot exist and sustain ourselves without the help of society. Therefore, imagine an event where one retires from society to a desolate location and lives there a life of misery and great pain due to his inability to provide for his needs. That person would have no right to complain about providence or his fate. And if that person were to do that, meaning complain and curse his bitter fate, he would only be displaying his stupidity. For while providence has prepared for him a comfortable, desirable place in society, he has no justification to retire from it to a desolate place. Such a person must not be pitied, since he goes against the nature of creation. Since he has the option to live as providence has ordered him, he should not be pitied. That sentence is agreed upon by all of humanity without dispute. And I can add and establish it on a religious basis and give it such a form. Since providence extends from the Creator, who undoubtedly has a purpose in his actions, since no one acts without a purpose, we find that anyone who breaks a law from the laws of nature that he has imprinted in us corrupts the purposeful aim. Because the purpose is undoubtedly built over all the laws of nature, none excluded. Just as the clever worker would not add or subtract even a hair's breadth of the necessary actions to attain the goal. He who spoils even a single law harms and damages the purposeful aim that the Creator has set and will therefore be punished by nature. Hence, we, too, creatures of the Creator, must not pity him because he desecrates the laws of nature and defiles the purpose of the Creator. That, I believe, is the form of the sentence.
Yes, that's what he writes in a very decisive manner. Yeah.
And I believe that it is not a good idea for anyone to contradict this form that I've given to the sentence, since the words of the sentence are one. For what is the difference if we say that the supervisor is called nature, meaning mindless and purposeless? Or saying that the supervisor is wondrously wise, knowing, feeling, and has a purpose in his actions. In the end, we all admit and agree that we are obliged to observe the commandments of providence, meaning the laws of nature. And we all admit that one who breaks the commandments of providence, meaning the laws of nature, should be punished by nature, and must not be pitied by anyone. Thus, the nature of the sentence is the same, and the only difference is in the motive. They maintain that the motive is necessary, and I maintain that it is purposeful. To avoid having to use both tongues from now on, one, nature, two, a supervisor, between which, as I have shown, there is no difference regarding the following of the laws, it is best for us to agree and accept the words of the Kabbalists that Hateva, the nature, has the same numerical value in Hebrew as Elohim, God, 86. Then I will be able to call the laws of God nature's mitzvot, nature's commandments, or vice versa. The mitzvot of Elohim, the commandments of God by the name, nature's laws. For they are one and the same, and we need not discuss it
what
further.
What he tells us here is very severe. He compares or equalizes nature and the Creator, and so all the laws that we have from the Creator, the true laws of nature that we don't see in our world, he says it's either laws of nature or commandments of God, it doesn't matter how you call it.
חשוב לנו מאוד להסתכל במצוות הטבע, לידע מה הוא דורש.
Now it is vitally important for us to examine nature's mitzvot, to know what it demands of us, lest it would mercilessly punish us. We have said that nature obligates humankind to lead a social life. And this is simple. But we need to examine the mitzvot that nature obliges us to observe in that respect, meaning with respect to the social life. In general examination, we find that there are only two mitzvot to follow in society. These can be called, one, reception, and two, bestowal. This means that each member must, by nature, receive his needs from society and must benefit society through his work for its well-being. And if one breaks one of these two mitzvot, he will be mercilessly punished. We need not excessively examine the mitzvah of reception, since the punishment is carried out immediately, which prevents any neglect. But in the other mitzvah, that of bestowal upon the society, not only is the punishment not immediate, but it is given indirectly. Therefore, this mitzvah is not properly observed. Thus, humanity is being fried in a heinous turmoil, and strife and famine and their consequences have not ceased thus far. The wonder about it is that nature, like a skillful judge, punishes us direct according to our development. For we can see that to the extent that humankind develops, the pains and torments obtaining our sustenance and existence also multiply. Thus you have a scientific, empirical basis that His providence has commanded us to observe with all our might the mitzvah of bestowal upon others in utter precision. in such a way that no member from among us would work any less than the measure required to secure the happiness of society and its success. As long as we are idle, performing it to the fullest, nature will not stop punishing us and take its revenge. And besides the blows we suffer today, we must also consider the drawn sword for the future. The right conclusion must be drawn that nature will ultimately defeat us, and we will all be compelled to join hands in following its mitzvot with all the measure required of us.
Shilot.
Questions.
No, PT Sheva.
PT 7.
The mitzvah we have to keep with all its fullest measure. How can you know what's the measure required?
The measure required is to live together, all created beings, including still vegetative and animate elements, and certainly the speaking level, human beings, in a way that we all complement each other in the mutual ways of receiving and giving, until the entire world, all of it entirely, all of the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, we all come to a state of inner, inclusive, complete balance. That's what nature demands from us. God in Gematria is equal to nature. In nature there's two forces, reception and bestowal. We have to bring about balance on all levels of nature. And accordingly, we will reveal the general law of nature, this law of balance, harmony, that is total. That's it. What else we have here? Kabyu 7.
Thank you, Rav. It says that providence is the laws of nature. So what does private providence mean?
Shekol echad ve'echad mikabel,
that each one receives assistance, sometimes in an unpleasant way, sometimes pleasant. It all depends on how much he aims at following the laws of nature on his end. That's it. To the extent that I obligate myself to follow the laws of nature in receiving and giving, in a more and more accurate way, and by that I come closer to the complete balance as much as I can cause that, then I begin to feel the general force that resides in nature and brings this balance and leads us to it. And that's how we advance. We learn the work of the Creator on us, that to the extent that we equalize with it, with that work.
Thank you, Rav.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, why is it that it's still better to live in an egoistic society than to separate yourself from it?
You have to live within society and try to correct oneself and correct society so as to bring the whole world even to the correct and final correction. This is mandatory for each and every person as much as they understand and capable of it. PT 35.
Thank you very much, Rav. What is that punishment we are supposed to feel within time if we don't make this balance in nature.
This is why you live in such a state that's far from the whole, that you haven't yet caused connection and wholeness, and that's why your life looks this way.
Meaning, I feel that evil controls more than good?
Yes, of course. And still, because from one generation to the next, we become wiser, more sensitive, more capable, then we are able to both suffer more, but also get an opportunity to correct ourselves. Bulgaria 1.
Творец не е създал, нали Творец не е направил, не е създал с нашата зла природа. Защо тогава ли наказва за това, че не изпълняваме законите и заповедите? Да ние по природа не можем.
А Боре сидер отха,
кмо ще... The Creator designed you the way he did as a result of the shattering of the world in order to allow you to take part in correcting the world.
And
we just have to take upon ourselves the correction, the work of correction, and by that we will recognize the Creator as a partner. Until we think about the correction of the world, that we each have to do, everyone has to think about wanting to be like the Creator in correcting the world. That's it. And that's why you're doing everything you can throughout your life, as much as you can, and even more, to connect the world. We'll try. But this is the purpose of our existence. Why else does a person live in this world? In order to cause the whole world to take on the perfect form.
No, както Баослам казва, че този закон не действа пряко и когато го нарушаваме.
Just as Bala Salam says that this law doesn't work directly. When we break this law, we don't feel the punishment immediately like the other laws.
Как да разбереме, че не го изпълняваме? И точно този закон на отдаването не изпълняваме.
How to understand that if you don't keep this law of bestowal, that we're not keeping the law of bestowal. Maybe that's a problem, and the wisdom of Kabbalah can help us.
The wisdom of Kabbalah explains to you why you receive suffering and punishment and why is your life like that. It tells you that it's because you don't follow the laws of nature. So when you already know that you can't put your hand into fire, right, or jump off the 10th floor of a building, right? So similarly, it tells you there are more laws that you're violating and you don't feel that you do, but you are suffering the punishment. And so you should know about them, that these punishments happen to you whether you know it or not. So you want to know what you need to do to not get a punishment. All in all, we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah the true absolute laws of nature. They explain to us what is it that we're not doing to be in a good, healthy state. That's it. There are good states where you are in wholeness, in perfection. And in order to achieve that whole state, what is it that you need to do? That's what the whole wisdom of Kabbalah is about. How to accept the world, receive the world as good.
Ken, Bulgaria.
No.
Yes, Bulgaria.
We see that it's a very small которые понимаем это и удостоились, чтобы раскрыть этот великая мудрость Каббала, эта великая наука. Но за все остальная часть человечества, она страдает и не слышит, не хочет
слышать,
я языки умешал. И не иска да чуе наши объяснения. И не может да ги чуе.
I do not want to hear, or he does not want to hear it, and he cannot hear it.
Сиба лекол ацарот мидгала лекама анашим беулам.
You are correct. The reason for all the troubles is being revealed to all the people in the world. A few billions suffer, but only a few dozen understand. What can we do? Only to learn. And if these only few dozens of people will make the correction, the ones who have the opportunity to hear and to connect between them and to draw the Creator, then through them they draw the upper force to all of humanity. To all of humanity. And that's why there's no problem with the fact that they only hear a little bit. It's not a little bit. That's how it's planned. It's prepared by nature. And that's how it will be carried out, the correction. It's enough for us to induce a connection between us and the Creator on the one hand, and a connection between us and all of humanity from the other hand, from the other side, and we'll be like a conduit, as Balasoram writes in the Arvut article. Arvut, right? I think so. That's where he writes about it. So by that we will do our part and the whole world will reach correction. We're like a conduit, like a conductor, like a passageway, a pipeline. Through us the upper light goes through to all of humanity. And everyone is filled through this pipeline. And we have to do it.
So
just feel how much our duty is to be connected both to the Creator on the one hand and by broad dissemination as much as you can without any limitations to all the people in the world. It doesn't matter how much they want it or not. The main thing is that we're throwing the rope for them. Moscow 4.
Утро, мировой кли. Здравствуйте, Рав. В принципе, Болгария задала...
Good morning, World Cli. Hello, Rav. Basically, Bulgaria asked the question, but you said we get wiser, become smarter. What does it mean that we become wiser? There's 8 billion wise Alex. Everyone has their own laws. That's clear. It's unclear how humanity's development will bring to this. It looks like it's going in any direction besides the Creator. Maybe economic connection, something else, but they don't want the Creator.
You don't need to explain to them about the Creator. We need to explain to them, just as Balasulam explains here in this article. He says, this is the law of nature. And there is no upper force as the Creator. It's the force of nature. Why do we need to talk about the Creator? We don't understand this, but it's nature in which we exist. That's it. These are laws of nature. Reception and bestowal, we have to balance between the two. That's where we are, and the laws of nature, we have to keep them. There's nothing else. What is the Creator? There is no Creator. So in the numerical value, God is just his nature. So that's it. Stop talking about the Creator as if it's something additional besides this world and besides nature of the upper world. There is no such a thing. The Creator is, come and see. As much as you discover, come. And you will see him. And you'll see that it's a law. It's a law. The general law of connection between all parts of reality is called the Creator. Besides him, there is none. You just have to clean your head from all these past views. Prejudice. It is really a problem that Kabbalists wrote in a way that they conceal themselves so that it won't be revealed because humanity wasn't developed enough. They weren't able to discover, to show them all these things. Today we're in the last generation. You can talk about everything without any concealment and for everyone. Without any limitations. Let's do it. But being connected between the upper force, the force of bestowal and love, to all the created beings, that's something we have to do. We have to be like this conduit. And in this force, the force of this conduit, we are really trying to build in a gradual way forces of the Creator, the forces of bestowal, so that they will come closer and closer to the forces of the created beings, the forces of reception. German 4.
What does it mean to secure the happiness of society? Can you translate this into desirable actions?
Yes, by us keeping the laws of nature and making the right balance between reception and bestowal, by that we're balancing the world. And in this state of balance, it comes to a state where the upper light fills it without any limitation. PT 17.
Is it enough that we as a group achieve this, or that even every person without the spiritual inclination will have to take part actively?
No, it's enough that we do it. It's enough that we do it. And the main thing is that there's a connection between the Creator through this conduit to all the created beings. Okay, we have Kabbalah 7, and then if there are women, I don't know. Yes. I'm asking you to read somehow, to read these excerpts. This article in general is very important. It's very helpful for us in dissemination as well. So let's try to understand it, to perceive it, and to publish it. In various ways, easier ones, lighter ones. Well, Kabbalah 7, please.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Workly. Rav, the suffering humanity experiences today come from the mistakes made by past generations?
No,
there are no mistakes or anything. It's just that we're not doing the corrections on time, and you can call it a mistake, but the truth is everything happens and does happen by an upper providence. We only need to think about what's ahead of us. How can we do what's upon us to do?
Woman.
Woman.
Hebrew group, what are the needs that the friend has to take to receive from the ten?
He should receive an example from the ten, and he should receive support from the ten, confidence, security, and direction of action. Everything. The Creator has to receive everything, all the direction from the general ten, and then to be incorporated in it and to add everything he can of himself.
When a person leaves the society, how can he bring himself back to connection with the group and the Creator if he no longer feels it and that connection is hidden from him?
Try to do all kinds of actions, because it's not for no reason that we're in this world, in a feeling of such a reality, that we can do some actions of coming closer, even in a way that has no spirituality. Then out of that we awaken the spiritual get together between us.
How should we check ourselves that we are going closer towards balance?
We have to talk about it. We have to talk about it and to understand that these things are, they have to occur in us, and they're ahead of us, they're awaiting us, and there is no problem for us to do them. It's already required from us to connect in a way that the Creator will be revealed between us. We're already in such a state that every person has to, every group, and all of us together have to make sure that there is a revelation of the Creator between us. The world demands this. And then we can aim ourselves as a conduit to the world. Next.
There's a question about the prayers of the female Kli. The women meet every day for a common prayer. It's broadcast to the broad public. How important is it to disseminate it?
It is certainly important to disseminate this action, and I'm in it. I go in and into it. I sometimes hear more, sometimes less. And I'm very much pleased from the action of the women, and I highly recommend for all the groups and all the individuals, each and every woman, to incorporate in this. It doesn't matter even if she understands or doesn't understand the language they talk in. Still, it is very important for us. By that, we bring the correction of the world closer. And the women actually have a very important role in that. Next.
Rav, there's a question from few groups about disputes between couples. Can we ask?
Ask.
From Petah Tikva, most disputes between people are born between couples, also in our group. What's the spiritual root of it, and how do Kabbalists use disputes for spiritual development?
All the disputes between couples come for us to make concessions for each other. We have to learn how to make concessions. That's all. We're not going into all kinds of philosophies. We should do it this way or that way. Just make concessions. That's the only right way in a dispute. And then only this way you reach the right spiritual result. It also comes from us understanding that in your partner, behind him stands the Creator, and he's organizing these things for you. So it's best for you to just concede and let go of the dispute. A different way to phrase it is love covers all transgressions, and there are all kinds of sayings. It's both for men and for women. There is an obligation here.
כן.
מלטין 11. למה אנחנו מודים לבורא?
From Latin 11. Why do we thank the Creator and ask of the Creator if until we have made him, he doesn't exist?
He does exist. It's just that we cannot discover him because we don't have equivalence of form with him, equivalence of qualities. Next.
There's another question that repeats itself, Rav. 2 days ago you said that the virtual connection helps us feel ourselves better. Everything depends on our feeling, on the tendency of our hearts. There are friends in the ten who need a physical meeting. Can it confuse us in our work?
I think it can. I think a physical meeting, if it's not between everyone, for the whole ten that's already used to physically meet, I don't know. It's best for us to be connected through the internet, but it has to be as strong as possible, this connection. So it won't, because it won't confuse us when we do meet. It won't confuse us. A strong internet connection will really give us the right feeling of connection. It's not that it can replace a physical connection, but try to imagine us coming closer to the general correction. And all the people in the world want to connect. Can you imagine any place besides Earth where they can meet? No. And can we meet on Earth? Oh, no. So what can we do? Meaning we are going to do all these things virtually. And the future of humanity, when it will discover the virtual connection, and then it will rise from a virtual connection to a spiritual one, and it will feel itself existing in spiritual degrees of connection, rather than a certain place, a living room of a certain friend. Next. Thank you, women. Yes, Michael.
Can I ask about the article?
Yes, of course. We're going back to it.
It's unclear what Bala Sulam writes with regards to humanity's development. How does it develop?
In the will to receive.
But the will to receive, and then it says the suffering and torments will multiply.
Because the will to receive is developed without corrections. That's why, to the extent that humanity develops, all kinds of problems, torments, sufferings will increase.
So part of this development is felt as good to the will to receive, and only then comes the degree of the blow?
Yes. We're also not in charge of developing it or not. It's nature pushing us, awakening the will to receive in us, and then we, want it or not, we're incorporated in this ever-growing, ever-developing will to receive, and we have nothing to do. We're incorporated in more trouble. But they're being revealed for us to perceive the right form of development for us. According to the development of our connection, it has to be more complicated, more, well, new. And then we will see how much we nonetheless grow.
So how does it happen throughout history? Let's say if we look at 100 years ago, after world wars, why did they not continue all the time? Because coming out of them didn't bring us to some better understanding towards the will to receive. It only kept developing us in the will to receive to more and more troubles.
Yes. And then, nonetheless, we do perform corrections.
What corrections in the last century, let's say, that we can look at in humanity?
We developed the atom bomb. It's a great correction. Radio and all kinds of connections, meaning in favor of connection and in favor of disconnection. we've developed all our means, both for this and that. And then we are in a state of what can we do? What will we do? And now we are in this exact question. We've reached the state of the last generation. And now we have to see these things ahead of us, in front of us, and to decide what will we do.
So it's correct to say that humanity develops in two directions, to, and only the way we use it comes and becomes clarified?
Yes, but now we're already going into a state that the middle line starts,
which is
that's
what?
The last generation. We want to connect these two ends. We want to connect between us, because we have to, there's no choice, and then we agree to that, then we want it, then out of love. There are four stages of connection. We're going to have to go through all that.
Wait, so it means that this war that's happening now, Russia and Ukraine, is there a situation where the whole world outside Ukraine and Russia can see how to take these two countries and lead them to something? Or what's the key here?
The key here is to first of all understand what's going on. What's the purpose of the Creator when He brings war upon us? And we need to see in that the true action of the Creator. What are you asking?
I feel like we're trying to stay in the same laws of submitting the other, Russia submitting Ukraine or the whole world submitting Russia. Not like we're not going in towards anything common.
No, there is not. The common is not yet there. We can only bring this common by our actions. And it's not for no reason that you see that the Jews, again, no matter what, they're in between there. How can it be? What's going on here? Zelensky and the Jews in Ukraine, and what's going on? But you see that no matter what, time and again, it's not that we ourselves want it, but that's how it turns out. According to the fate of the world, we're in there, in between. What can we do? To the extent that we, Bnei Baruch, will keep the connection between us with an intention that we want to draw the whole world to this connection, by that we will aid the connection and the correction. And our role here is very, very important, and every day it's becoming more scrutinized and more prominent. It's more prominent. It's not yet understood and felt, but it will happen to you that you will be in this struggle for some reason, but you're in it. That's how it rolls. It rolls from above. That's why we have to be prepared to perform all the corrections in the connection between us, and from us it will also spread to all of humanity.
It feels like the proportion between how much we can connect between us and correcting this situation is...
We can correct in the connection between us all of reality, all the upper and lower worlds together. Or we can do everything. And besides our participation, nothing is required. If we connect, we don't need to do anything. The Creator will make this war for me, will fight this war. The Creator will finish the work.
But in the current state, in the connection in that exists, the potential for connection in the tens, can that bring correction, or another step in the process is missing?
We have to do everything that's required, both in dissemination and external connections and each and everything, but ultimately everything is in our hands, and if we will be aimed at connection, the whole world will also join this connection. Yes, that's how it will happen. Everything depends on me. That's how each and every one of us should say, because he understands and he feels and he's connected to this process.
PT9.
He says, Rav, at the end, that if we take into account all the suffering that we've received and that we will receive, then we need to draw the right conclusion that nature will ultimately defeat us and we have to cooperate. So is this a conclusion that Kabbalist students come to above reason, or intelligent, ordinary people can
No, it's an ordinary mind, ordinary intellect, that if in nature there are two forces, reception and bestowal, and still the force of connection is what wins, so we it's best for us to be with this force of connection. Let's try to be with it.
Rabbi, I have opportunities to speak to people from all over the world, India, Europe, US, through my work. What I see is that the more intense things become, people just want to isolate themselves and seclude themselves.
That's true. For them, it's clear. They want to isolate themselves from the disputes.
Yes, we lived in some city. There was a neighborhood that now we understood there's violence there, crime there. We just detach from it. We're just moving away from it. So it's unclear how people will change direction and think about connecting, and love covers all crimes. It's unclear how it will happen.
Do what's in your capability of doing. Because we're all in one system, it will help us bring the correction to all of humanity. Yes. Well, in short, you understand, you got the message, you have this article in all languages. If you're missing it in a certain language, go to the head of your language, they'll translate it, and more. But it's a very important thing, because from this article, we can really go out to everyone. Of course, we have to make it more adapted to the broad public, but anyhow, they're ready for it. Let's move on to info.
Дорогие товарищи, от отдела подготовки трапез хотим вам о том, что мы находимся на пороге праздника Пурим.
The preparation for the meal team wants to remind you that we are at the entrance of the Purim holiday. In the coming Sunday, we are preparing a global meal of all of friends together with Rav. And the topic is the final correction of the last generation. We want to ask a question, Rav. The meal is dedicated to Purim. It's a meal of joy about the final correction. So, with all of these political events, if the friends will now look at smiling faces with costumes, will it not be ill received?
I think that nonetheless we can do this. Maybe this celebration should be a bit minimized, but we have to do it. Somehow we have to do it in the right framework. And Purim is a general celebration of the struggle and the victory of all the good forces of creation upon all the bad forces of creation. That's how it symbolizes things. So for us, it's connected to the final correction. That's how it's written. in all the sources, and that's why we need to nonetheless do both a meal and eruption of joy, of happiness, even though in our time people are suffering. But it's always, this happens to us, that out of suffering, out of pressure, from the deep, we turn to the Creator, and we demand corrections, and that's why I hope that this meal, when we're not disregarding it as well, we will have it, and we'll succeed by that to bring all of humanity to peace and happiness. I remember that's how it all also took place in the times of Rabash, and I heard that in the times of Baal HaSulam as well, and in general in history we see that the matter of Purim is thousands of years already that it happened. And that's why we also need to keep it as it always happened, that the Kabbalists did not disregard it, and they didn't give it up in any way. Even in times of wars, when I was with Rabash and missiles were falling, say in the Gulf War from Saddam Hussein, and all kinds of more things, that I was sitting by his side, and there were alarms, and then you could hear the explosions, but still, he would take his cup up and say, L'chaim. And we would keep on going. So actually it's good for us, because by that we conquer the evil force. So let's connect and keep this holiday. It's a holiday of victory of the good force upon the bad force. Yes, Michael.
The question is whether info has more to say to us.
Yeah, they should publish when it's going to take place, and they don't know. Okay, so we'll get this correction.
Ala.
Next.
Dima, go ahead.
No, he has nothing to say.
Okay, so our schedule for today at 10 a.m., there's going to be a program with Rav Lightman, something like this. Tomorrow, Saturday, lesson preparation at 2:40 a.m. Israel time, 3 to 6 our daily lesson. Then afternoon, 1:40 p.m. Israel time, lesson preparation, and the lesson afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. Let's end with a song.
Doesn't matter where we came from, nation, tongue, or land. Heart to heart we sing this song, marching hand in hand.
One by one we're entering the palace of the king.
Side by side in harmony we sing.
Here we are embracing, we have gathered here again.
Say goodbye to trouble, bid farewell to pain.